Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know why this wasn't bigger news. In fact, I thought it already happened back in November. But we have been fighting COVID with everything we have. We've been giving steroids. We've been giving the Z-Pak antibiotic. We've been giving people zinc and vitamin C and vitamin D and famotidine, which is Pepcid. And I think it's because it kind of helps stop some of the platelets and clotting. We've given blood thinners. I think I said steroids, oxygen. And, you know, doing everything we can to help people with COVID. And one thing that I think has been completely underutilized has been the monoclonal antibodies. Now, monoclonal antibodies is what Trump got, Regeneron. And it worked. It blocked early virus from taking hold, because that's what those antibodies are. And he was able to get out of the hospital in a couple days. Now, back in November, the FDA issued an emergency use authorization for casirivimab and imdevimab to be administered together for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID in adults and pediatric patients. They had to be at least 40 kilograms or about 88 pounds. They found in those who are positive for COVID and who are at risk for progressing to severe COVID. They found in clinical trials the casirivimab and imdevimab administered together were shown to reduce hospitalizations and emergency room visits in patients at high risk for disease progression within 28 days after treatment. The safety and effectiveness of the investigational therapy was going to continue to be evaluated, and it's an IV infusion. They were not authorized for patients who were hospitalized or who required oxygen therapy, so it was more of a preventive, a prophylaxis. And the reason why is they didn't see the benefit of these two back in November to be effective for those currently hospitalized. And in fact, back in November, they thought it was associated with worse clinical outcomes. So back in November, they said the FDA remains committed to advancing the nation's public health during the unprecedented pandemic. Authorizing these monoclonal antibody therapies may help outpatients avoid hospitalization and alleviate the burden on our healthcare system. This was FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn. As part of our coronavirus treatment acceleration program, the FDA uses every possible pathway to make new treatments available to patients as quickly as possible. So basically, monoclonal antibodies are lab-made proteins that are supposed to mimic your antibodies. And so, because it's going to take a while for you to make antibodies, these monoclonal antibodies will kind of act like those antibodies that haven't been made yet. Casirivimab and imdevimab were monoclonal antibodies specifically directed to the spike protein of the SARS-CoV-2. That spike protein is what was used to attach to our ACE receptor to get into our cell. That's what the monoclonal antibodies were supposed to block. So they emergency authorized those. Well, now we have emergency authorization for a monoclonal antibody called REGEN-COV. This treatment is for adults and children over age 12 exposed to SARS-CoV-2 who might be at risk for developing severe COVID-19. Now, they are hoping this could be post-exposure prophylaxis in people who are at high risk for going, you know, from healthy to severe COVID. hopefully preventing hospitalization and death. So Dr. William Schaffner, not Star Trek Schaffner. That's Shatner. This is Schaffner. He's an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee, says the use of monoclonal antibodies is an important tool in the fight against COVID-19. He said, we've had so much attention to vaccines, it's really good to see another therapeutic agent because clearly there are many people falling ill, falling seriously ill with this virus, and we can use all the help we get. And Vanderbilt is obviously on the forefront of a lot of these studies. So I like the idea of monoclonal antibodies because not only do we have vaccine-hesitant people out there, but we have people lying about getting the vaccine. And we have people vaccinated getting sick. So we could sit there and throw a fit and, you know, call people names for not getting, their vaccine. But what are we going to do, for people who are sick? I'd like to treat them. What if the vaccine doesn't work? We've been already dealing with vaccine efficacy. Now, in February of this year, the FDA expanded emergency use authorization to bamlanivimab and etesevimab, those being administered together for the treatment of mild to moderate COVID. And so as these, more and more monoclonal antibodies become available, hopefully more and more access to these will be available. And so who's high risk? Well, those who are not fully vaccinated, those who are immunocompromised, those residing in nursing homes. So as you know, monoclonal antibodies will attack the virus by attaching to it, preventing it from getting into the cell. A virus could circulate your body. We just don't want it to get in and infect. So the monoclonal antibodies are basically they're troops that were brought in until you could train your own soldiers. All right? So currently we have 3 monoclonal antibodies being used under the emergency use authorization and, causing the virus to not get into the cell, infect, cause organ dysfunction is huge. And they basically work in phase 1 of the illness. So the reason why they really aren't for people in the hospital is because they're supposed to work before the virus gets into the cells. So if the virus is already in the cells causing mayhem, it's kind of too late. And I believe these have to be given pretty quickly, like, within days of you getting. I think the latest would be like day 10. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is trying to defend he and his platform for the vaccination rates that have been blamed on him. And I'm not here to defend anybody, but I agree with nobody should be blamed. I really do not like this whole blame game. And so Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has said that social media is not to blame for lagging COVID-19 vaccination rates in the U.S. Now, he insists that political leaders and the media are responsible. I disagree with it all. I've told you guys what I think, and I'll tell you again. So, by the way, he has a new virtual reality remote working app. I think what's going to happen is when you have group chats or Zoom meetings with your colleagues, you guys could pick an avatar. So then rather than, I guess, people seeing you, you could have an avatar. Anyway, in an interview with CBS This Morning, host Gayle King on Thursday, with Gayle King host, sorry about that, Zuckerberg rejected the notion that Facebook plays a significant role in discouraging vaccine uptake. Now, President Biden had said last month that the company was, quote, killing people with misinformation. What had happened was, again, Joe Biden is not very good, you know, talking off the cuff. So when somebody asked him about either Facebook or the misinformation, he said, like, people are dying or it's killing people. And so I don't think he realized the ramifications of his words. But Zuckerberg said, if you look around the world in different countries are doing better or worse on getting their citizens vaccinated. And the U.S. has a specific issue on this. And he said about 51% of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, lagging behind the U.K. at 60%, Canada 64%, Denmark at 67%. This is according to data gathered by the University of Oxford. I thought actually we had more people that were supposed to be fully vaccinated. But all those other countries use Facebook as well. So that's his argument. He says people use Facebook and social media all across the world. So if this was primarily a question about social media, I think you would see that being the effect in all countries that use it. Because I think there's something unique in our ecosystem here, whether it's some of the political leaders or some of the media figures, which I think is different than what we're seeing across a lot of Europe or across a lot of other countries that are leading to higher levels of this. So I don't think pinning this on social media primarily is accurate. And I agree with him. So Facebook is now launching a new virtual reality remote work app where users of the company's Oculus Quest 2 headsets can hold meetings as avatar versions. I have an Oculus Quest 2. It's really fun. There's a lot of like exercise apps and like fun games that make you sweat. You really exercise with it. So I'm a fan of Oculus Quest 2. I like those. It does hook up to your Facebook. But, you know, he's, of course, kind of pushing that and, you know, excited about that. But I want to just bring up this idea of, you know, social media and where it plays with vaccine hesitancy. And this is something that's going to be debated as social media has now basically taken on more roles than even the media has. In fact, I can't tell you how many people say they get their news from social media and people think they're joking. Not entirely. When they go online, the first thing in the morning, many people do is they check their social media. They don't type in CNN.com or FoxNews.com. They don't put on the TV. They wake up, they go to the bathroom, and they check their phones. Now, Facebook is smart. Twitter is smart. What they do, or, you know, strategic, is you could probably opt out of it, but they will give you notifications that somebody wrote or somebody or something's going on or whatever. And so even if you don't think to actively log in, many times when you open up your phone, if that's the notification that's on, it brings you right to Facebook. So many people will tell me, I saw on Facebook, I saw on Facebook, I saw on Facebook. Facebook is a platform where everybody gets to talk to each other. I mean, in the olden days, it was, you know, they went outside to get the newspaper. People would talk. They say, read the front page, read page two, read this. So people outside would tell people, you know, now Facebook will post, on Facebook people post the articles. So obviously, you know, social media accounts are going to be attacked whenever there's information. Are they going to be credited for telling people tornado warning? Do they also get the credit? So, and I'm not here to defend Zuckerberg, you know, or Dorsey with Twitter. I'm not here to defend them. But I am sick and tired of seeing the government and seeing the media try to find scapegoats when vaccine hesitancy has always existed. There are many people that don't get the flu shot. They never have, and they tell me they never will. And so when the COVID shot came, I'm like, yeah, they're not going to get they're not going to get herd immunity. If you barely get 50% of people getting the flu, that kills, you know, tens of thousands of people every single year, even though COVID technically killed more, you're not, I don't see 100% signups. I just didn't. I got it, but I get the flu shot. I embrace vaccines. But I'm like, you're not, you know, the public is not going to be as enthusiastic. So instead, they started to move towards threats. All right, well, you can't do this. It's going to be mandated. Well, that didn't go well. And since the government can get into a lot of sketchy legal battles, even though there was that precedent set with the Supreme Court in 1905 where the government could fine people and force people in a way to get the smallpox vaccine, I think it's going to be a mess for the government. So what they do is they shift it to employers. Well, we're going to pull funds if you aren't a vaccine-mandating company. Now, I think that could still be argued in the courts, but the government could say it could do anything under the umbrella of public health. And if you're like, well, explain that, you know, be a little bit more specific. Why do you want these companies to force people to get the vaccine? Well, because then people won't spread COVID at the workplace. But vaccinated people could spread COVID. That study had said vaccinated people can have the same viral load. What else you got? So vaccinated individuals could harbor viruses, big groups, cause epidemics, cause pandemics, cause variants. But now that we have data that vaccinated individuals can too, there's many people asking, look, did this Delta wave come, you know, the spider vaccine status? Now Israel is grappling with some heavy cases. Israel's cases spike. Let me see if I have some numbers coming out of Israel. And Israel was one of the first countries, one of the most robust countries with their vaccination. So they're going through their huge spike. In fact, almost as large a spike as they had during the winter. And that's why they've come out with data saying, look, guys, the vaccine isn't as effective. So if the vaccine isn't as effective as we once thought, it's effective. They're saying it's effective to still get it. But if it isn't as effective, I mean, you're going to have a real tough time in the courts trying to force people to, you know, get more shots. So, you know, in terms of Zuckerberg and in terms of social media, I think what we need to do is we need to stop the blame game. I think, you know, misinformation on the Internet, and I've done studies with students on misinformation on the Internet, no doubt. Misinformation on the Internet is out there. You could have somebody say, oh, you know, the Taliban is nice and the Taliban is not going to hurt you, so go reach out to the Taliban. And I think there is a responsibility for there, not to be, you know, people spewing, you know, racist things all over the platform. But on the flip side, I don't think Facebook or Twitter should be censoring. So Taliban gets to have a Twitter account, from what I'm understanding, but Trump can't. I think they really get into some very, very sticky situations when they try to censor. So I'm hoping that eventually when people are like, well, you're vaccine hesitant, it's getting worse. Schools are going to be forced to kick you out. Restaurants already in New York, they're suing Mayor de Blasio. A lot of these small business owners, because they have to sit there and turn people away who want to eat, who don't have their vaccination proof, when that looks really, really bad. It's a bad optic. We spoke about that doctor who said, I'm not going to take care of any unvaccinated because I can't watch you die. So what, you're not going to take care of cancer patients? You're not going to take care of smokers? You know, it's really getting ridiculous out there. The 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The motive of the suspect in an active D.C. bomb threat is unknown. That's what U.S. Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger told reporters.
The driver of the truck told the responding officer on the scene that he had a bomb and what appeared, the officer said, appeared to be a detonator in the man's hand.
He noted the suspect is talking on a Facebook feed while communicating with the police on a dry erase board. Evacuations of some of the nearby buildings have been carried out, including the Supreme Court and some House office buildings. The United States is sticking to the August 31st deadline for the military to be completely out of Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on reports about Americans being unable to reach the Kabul airport, but insisted the deadline will stand. This is USA Radio News. While U.S. forces secure the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, the situation just outside the perimeter has been described as chaos. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
In one part of Afghanistan, a rally in honor of the country's Independence Day from Great Britain in 1919 turned into a protest against the Taliban takeover that was quickly put down by the terrorists. Those trying to flee the country have been met with resistance as they tried to make it to the airport to seek freedom aboard one of the U.S. Air Force C-17 cargo flights. At the Pentagon, Army General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed his frustration.
There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Due to the global computer chip shortage, Toyota is cutting production of its vehicles by 40%. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DOCDALI. So if I look at the questions that I've been getting, whether it's through Twitter, whether it's through Facebook or text, a very common question is, why are highly vaccinated countries battling these COVID waves? Now, when the Delta variant originated in India, India was by no means anywhere near herd immunity. They were just starting their vaccine rollout. It was understandable that they were going to have a huge spike. The UK had a pretty robust vaccination rollout, but they dealt with a wave. The US, one of the higher vaccine rollouts, but, you know, one of the stronger ones, being a wealthy, you know, country, world power, they got hit pretty hard with the wave. But when you talk about, you know, who was kind of on the forefront, who vaccinated their population the fastest, Israel is one of the countries that comes to mind. Israel, they only had, what, I think 9 million people? Israel doesn't have as many people as others do, but they were able to, in like pizza-sized boxes, ship out vaccine all throughout the country and be able to vaccinate pretty quickly. Now, they aren't anywhere near herd immunity. They have, I believe, 61-62% fully vaccinated. However, they're now dealing with a new wave and a new surge. And in fact, their Delta variant surge is pretty huge. So parents are, you know, thinking about not bringing their kids back to school. Already a million Israelis have gotten the third dose. So obviously people are kind of questioning, you know, what's going on here? Why are some of the most vaccinated, wealthiest, healthiest countries dealing with some of the worst of the COVID waves? Yet there are many countries that might not be on the COVID map that haven't even started vaccines. So we have to be very, very careful with a conversation such as this, because there could be a whole bunch of different theories going on. Right now, what's being told to us by the powers that be is vaccine does work. The vaccine is keeping many vaccinated individuals out of the hospital. Some vaccinated are going to the hospital. Some are dying. But the majority of what we're seeing right now in the hospital, well, the majority of what we're seeing are the unvaccinated. Younger people who are unvaccinated, those with medical health conditions. So the Delta variant is mean. It's ugly. It's spreading. Vaccine helps, maybe not at 100%, maybe not the 95%, but still, if not better than what a flu shot would do. And a third booster might, again, help boost your immunity. We're seeing studies showing that. I understand the headline, the booster news had to kind of get out there, you know, to kind of distract from what's going on in Afghanistan. A lot of people are still confused. Well, what about Johnson & Johnson? Why are they telling us now if we can't get it for 32 days? Mind you, they had to give a headline that boosters were coming and more guidance is going to come in the coming days. But right now, the White House is dealing with the poop show of Afghanistan. So they wanted us to still talk about COVID, which, by the way, I don't think is a smart move, because the last thing you want to do is use COVID as a PR piece. Right? Otherwise, nobody's going to believe anything you say about COVID. Don't be using COVID to distract against, you know, Afghanistan. We're dealing with a pandemic, you know. The booster shots, a lot of questions about when they could get it. 32 days from now, people are getting a little antsy. So, but I get why they had to make the announcement yesterday. So Israel now dealing with more cases, you know, now third dose vaccinating. The World Health Organization is saying, hey, guys, you know, all you rich countries, can you maybe, rather than doing the third dose, give your shots to some of the poorer countries that are battling with cases? So what's happening? Why are we seeing waves in rich countries that have better vaccination rates than other countries? So this starts to then open up some other theories, which should be entertained. Anybody in science, anybody in medicine, anybody in public health better have an open mind. This isn't about a Biden narrative or a Trump narrative. This is about science. What could be happening in higher vaccinated countries? Well, in richer, higher vaccinated countries, maybe more travel. You know, there might not be a lot of people going in and out of some of these smaller countries. I mean, in Afghanistan, now we're going to have a whole bunch of people from Afghanistan already now getting dispersed. A bunch of countries are holding them so they could come to America. So we're going to probably see a lot more travel. But America's a big travel hub. Israel's a big travel hub. The UK's a big travel hub. So many of these wealthier countries are travel hubs. So we are going to see more, you know, we could see more cases, more variants come through. Another also concern that some people have is, could vaccinated individuals be spreading the virus? Well, we have evidence to say, yeah, we have evidence to say that vaccinated individuals do have similar viral loads and can spread the virus. So maybe the vaccine worked almost counterintuitively in that all these people that, you know, get, you know what, I'm vaccinated so I get to go to a Raiders game, or I'm vaccinated so I get to go to the conference or the convention, is this false sense of security. So now you have vaccinated individuals in the thousands together, and boom, more of the virus can be spread, as opposed to these other countries still taking it slow or not having big games. I mean, look, I love the NFL. I love games. I think fans are important and need to be there. But the idea that if you're vaccinated, you're good, Well, not entirely. You're still spreading it. And then another thing that could also be going on is many of these countries might not be as actively checking for COVID. Now, mind you, you can't lie about the hospitalization rates. But if many countries don't have the money for COVID tests and they're not actively testing everybody and they're like, you know what, we're just going to move on with our lives, you won't see the numbers. In America, now that you have unvaccinated people being forced to get tested every week, I mean, we know those numbers are going to go up. I mean, I'm vaccinated. I feel great. I haven't been tested because I feel great. But what if somebody tests me? Am I just going to show up positive because it's around, you know, the virus is around? So, you know, I think there are a lot of issues at play. What I don't want is people thinking that, all right, vaccinated individuals are at higher risk for COVID. We don't necessarily want that, but it is something that does have to be entertained. Are vaccinated individuals so fed up with all the BS we had to deal with the last year and a half that they're like, you know what, I'm going to go sleep with somebody on Tinder, or I'm going to go kiss a stranger, or I'm going to go and party it up? Now, I do see people having a good time. I was at a club a few weeks ago, and people were not wearing masks. It was a great club. I didn't get sick. You know, I've been vaccinated. But, people want to be people. And so, Israel now being one of the most robust in terms of vaccination, having a wave that is almost reaching the same severity as last winter, shows us that it just, the vaccines help as long as hospitalizations are down and death rates are down in the unvaccinated, but it doesn't make your country immune. So we've been saying this for a long time. We got to figure out how to live with COVID. We need to figure out how to live with COVID. When somebody says that, that doesn't mean they're okay with casualties. Right? It's been interpreted and twisted. Oh, somebody saying that means they want people to die. Learning to live with COVID means don't be thinking that COVID is going to be gone in 90 days. We all hoped last year that COVID would act like the 2002-2003 epidemic. We learned last summer we were wrong. Now, I think we've all come to the reality that COVID is not going away forever. And since poor countries can't vaccinate and that virus is, pretty wily, and we have the lambda in South America, the beta in South Africa, the gamma in Brazil, right, the Delta now all over. We have to learn to live with it. So we'll watch the numbers, and I still urge you guys, get vaccinated. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they got him. A suspect who claimed to have an explosive device in a truck near the U.S. Capitol has surrendered to authorities as of a few minutes ago. This is according to two law enforcement sources telling CNN. As you know, the Capitol had to be in lockdown. The incident prompted multiple buildings in the area to be evacuated as authorities responded to a, quote, active bomb threat investigation. Apparently, guy said he had a bomb, a Tannerite bomb. This has been a 5-hour standoff. What did he want? Well, he had a black pickup truck. He drove it onto the sidewalk in front of the Library of Congress at about 9:15 in the morning. He claimed he had a bomb, displayed what looked like a detonator to the officer on the scene. And he said that he wanted Joe Biden to speak to him, and he demanded airstrikes in Afghanistan. He's had 22 prior arrests. The media is reporting he's 49 years old and a Republican. And they say that Mr. Floyd Ray Roseberry, who is in custody, launched a Facebook live stream of his rants, where he said the revolution is here. and he demanded to speak to Joe Biden. He actually called 911 himself, reporting that he had a bomb and wanted to speak to the president. He started the Facebook live stream that has since been removed. He claimed he had a Tannerite bomb and wanted to speak to Joe Biden. The revolution is here. He's demanding airstrikes in Afghanistan, where tens of thousands are waiting to be rescued by the U.S. military after Biden's decision to withdraw troops. He surrendered to police shortly, shortly before 2:30. This happened about 20 minutes ago. Police are still yet to clear the area and ascertain if the bomb was actually real. A police officer said at a press conference that he had recently mourned the loss of his mother. His family said he had other issues, and he is currently in custody. In his rant, he said, first thing we want is airstrikes in Afghanistan, kick the Taliban's ass, he said, and keep them from killing people. We're living in a free country, Joe. The choice is yours. If you want to shoot me and take the chance of blowing up 2.5 city blocks, because that toolbox is full, ammonium nitrate, it's full. I don't want to die, Joe. I want to go home. He goes, just like the people in Afghanistan want to go home, them people's lives are on your hands. All of them dead peoples are on your hands. Afghanistan, I'm standing for you strong, too. I don't know why there's a whole bunch of money. Also, I think he threw out a bunch of dollar bills out the window. I don't know what the heck he was doing. Then he basically said the mother blankers should have bombed our blanks and made sure you was all right before we left. So if they blow me up as Afghanistan, I hope somebody takes revenge on that because I'm a patriot. I love this land and I'll die for this land. People think it's a joke, but they cleared the block. They go, they need to get Joe Biden down here. I'm not hurting nobody, Joe. I'm not pulling the trigger on this thing. I can't. There's no way for me to blow this up. Only you can by shooting a bullet through my window. You don't want to do it, Joe. Yeah, he's crazy. I love this land. We got a few options here, Joe. You shoot me. This 2.5 blocks is going with it. You're talking about a revolution. The revolution is on. It's here. It's today. I keep hearing how people are like, okay, it's going to be a revolution. There's going to be a revolution. There's going to be a revolution. What this is indicative of, sadly, is how upset people are. And this always happens with every election. This always happens, people were saying, not my president. Trump is not my president. You would think, this is something that just, we see all the time. But I just am feeling a different sense of hatred, animosity, distrust. And it is a scary time. I mean, we saw that man go and use a hatchet and start attacking somebody at a bank at 5 p.m. in Manhattan. We have a lot of people out there who are crazy. And they might have some levels of competency because they eat, they put clothes on and all that, but something triggers them. Now, there's no way you could be a president. I mean, there's no way you could be... we've seen this with doctors. There's no way you can be somebody that isn't triggering. I mean, anything you say or look like, people are attacking people for their race, for their color, for being Jewish. When you got mental illness, you have mental illness out there. But the one thing that's really bothering me when I watch these school board meetings and these county commissioner meetings is you have people pleading for help. You have people pleading that the government listens, that somebody cares. And Biden has had some very, very bad looks and optics coming from his last few press conferences where he says what he wants to say and then he quickly shuffles off and puts his back to the, to the crowd. At least Governor Sisolak in Nevada goes, guys, I understand you're hurting. I understand. We're going to try to make this as easy as possible. Even if people disagree with what he does, just some empathy. And Biden tries to look empathetic, this is an absolute poop show what's going on. Whether it's, people being forced to, have their employees, look for vaccination statuses when there's a whole bunch of fake cards out there. With, people having been, not able to work, not able to, have their career. Feeling forced to take the vaccine, seeing what happens in Afghanistan, seeing what's happening in schools. There's a lot of anger. There's people who are very, very mad. And I keep hearing revolution. Revolution. We heard it during the Trump administration by people who didn't like Trump, and we're hearing it now by people that don't like Biden and the government. And I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see America fighting together. I want America to unite. But every day I am seeing Americans turn on each other because the government is asking them to. Teachers are being asked to turn on other teachers if they don't seem to like, you know, the curriculum. That, you know, people are being asked to turn people away for food if they don't have vaccination status. Now, you know, do they want a war? I mean, there are people out there, and I don't like conspiracy theories, but there are people who, you know, really believe that maybe this Afghanistan debacle was done on purpose because there's going to be so many refugees now coming to the United States, just as we have migrants coming through the border that will vote, you know, for Biden or a Democrat. I don't want to perpetuate that, but that's the level of distrust that's out there. And, you know, why are you going after Americans, you know, for these COVID surges that are happening in vaccinated areas when you're letting unvaccinated migrants come across the border? I mean, you know, Americans are only going to take so much, and those with mental illness, and there's plenty of them out there, are going to sadly, you know, start a war. Now, many people with mental illness do not necessarily combine forces. I don't know how Hitler got to the power that he did, but he did, under the Chancellor, and then he was able to rise to fame, and people followed him. And maybe it's because people were fearful. But one person with mental illness getting into a very, very strategic spot can sadly, and it was just a few that started this whole Nazi regime. And everybody was so scared that they followed suit very quickly. And I don't want to compare what's going on now to the atrocities of the Holocaust, but some comparisons are frequently being made on how people are turning each other in. People are turning on each other. You being unvaccinated denies you food going into a restaurant. You could get food elsewhere, but you being unvaccinated will deny you a job. I don't know. So I fear that we're going to see a lot more of these crazy cases of people wanting to cause mayhem and destruction. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.